On Mid Morning Magic this morning, it is my big pleasure to introduce you to Patricia Sebelego. She's a literacy mentor for Nali Bali. Patricia, welcome to OFM.
Thanks, Yolanda.
What is the state of literacy in South Africa in 2020?
For just a few minutes, let me explain the study that was made in 2016 by Pearce, the Pearce International Reading Literacy Study. They found that South African children to be the lowest performing within the 50 countries. They also found that 78% of children in grade 4 do not have the most basic level of reading skills in either their home language or language of instruction, which is English. They can't read for meaning, which means they can read. You get those who can read, but they can't explain what they've been reading. We don't really read enough in South Africa. So looking at the 2020 study, it shows that 14% of adults describe themselves as committed book readers. 13% of adults encourage their children to read. Only 6% actually read to their children.
So we really have a crisis in our country. And this is where Nali Bali comes in, am I right?
Yes.
So what is at the heart of what you do at Nali Bali?
Most people, when they hear the word Nali Bali, they wonder, what is Nali Bali actually? So Nali Bali means hear the story in English. So Nali Bali is a South African reading for enjoyment campaign. It makes use of reading and storytelling in a home language, as well as English, to support children literacy learning at school success. It is one of the biggest literacy-based non-government organizations in South Africa. As Nali Bali, we believe in a simple logic, which is a well-established culture of reading can be a game-changer for education in South Africa. What we do is that we work with partners and individuals nationally to set up or run a growing network of reading clubs for the children.
So at the moment, you have a project in the Northern Cape. What is this project called and what is the aim of the project?
We are called the Lesedi and Lesedi Solar Parks Project. The Lesedi is part of the Northern Cape and Lesedi is part of Free State. But here, this side of Northern Cape, we are under the Lesedi Solar Park. The project started implementation in 2018. Whereby before we started, our funder, which is the Lesedi Solar Park, requires us that their fund, they should be spent on the betterment of the people living within a 50-kilometer radius of each site. So Nali Bali was tasked with establishing and running a reading club at the early childhood development centers, which is our creches, and the primary schools within the Northern Cape. While this have been running successfully. Reading for enjoyment practices remains largely limited to reading clubs. So we are not only focusing on the ECDs and the primary schools, but we are focusing on the community as a whole.
How can people support this initiative?
Anyone can join or sign up for what we call a Funder Leader program. You can go on your laptop or even use your phone. Go to www.nalibali, then you'll find what we call the Funder Leader Network. You can register yourself as one of our volunteers. After registering yourself as one of your volunteers, you will receive a free training on reading and sharing stories with children at home, school, or within the community. So the more people join the network, the more children will be reached. And you can also assist by maybe donating. For more information, you can just go to our Nali Bali website.
That is Patricia Sebelego. She's a literacy mentor for Nali Bali, doing incredible work together with the Lesedi Solar Park Trust in the Northern Cape. Patricia, can you tell me where people can find Nali Bali?
Okay, you can go to our website on www.nalibali.org or go on your Mobi site, www.nalibali.mobi. It is zero rated, or on our WhatsApp page, our number is 0600-442254. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Nali Bali SA.